Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Rick Maurer back on the show. And Rick is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Also, Why Don't You Want What I Want, as I've said many times before, is my constant lament around here. And he's one of the guys who's taught us so much about understanding the difference between accepting change, managing change, and the pinnacle, leading change. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Rick, you know, one of the things that I've been talking about lately, well, actually for a long, long time, is this idea of that that very powerful four-word sentence, what do you think? And I really think that if managers could learn how to say that more often,
yeah,
what do you think, that their operation would be a lot more effective, and that they ask a lot of different people that question. But just being able to ask the question is only half the equation, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. But it's a big half, and for a lot of leaders, asking that simple question is very, very difficult. I remember, you know, Harley Davidson makes great motorcycles, and they're people now driving to work listening to us, and they've got tears in their eyes because they love riding.
Oh, listen, I'd love to ride Harleys. I don't ride one.
Yeah.
Because I have four grandchildren that I want to see grow up. But you know, because, I mean, I love them. I just, you know. You're right.
Well, and unfortunately, in the 70s, their quality just dropped out the bottom of Harleys. I mean, in fact, the loyal riders who stayed said, you know, if you're going to ride a Harley, you got to own two, one to ride and one for parts. I mean, it was that bad. And I heard an executive from Harley's talk after that. What they did is they embraced quality and they turned into this world-class machine again.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, you would kind of wonder, well, didn't we see it? And he said, yeah, the writing was on the wall, but we thought it was a forgery.
Ah.
And so to go back to your question, you know, what do you think? I would bet anything. If you went down on the floor in the 1970s in a Harley plant, there's some hourly worker who could say, hey, we got a problem here. Look at all the waste.
Right.
Look at how many, you know, look how we're pushing this through the line, whatever it might be. And we don't get that kind of information.
Mm-hmm. And so we have to ask the question. So why do people not ask the question? Well, maybe they don't want to know the answer. Maybe their ego won't let them ask. Maybe they think that the people that they should ask don't know anything. But I wonder how often it's well, of course, it's a combination of all those things. I don't think it's any one particular thing. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it is a combination, and you know, and that stew differs for most of us. There's another thing.
But shouldn't we ask ourselves, okay, how often am I asking my people, what do you think? And if I'm not asking that question, why am I not asking it? Is it because I haven't hired the people who could, I think I have confidence who could answer that question? So that's my fault? Is it because I don't really want to know, you know, what they think because I'm afraid it would hurt, or because I think I'm smarter than everybody? I mean, it all kind of points back to us, doesn't it?
Well, it does, yeah. And there's another thing in there, too, is sometimes when we're the owner or the leader, we start to assume that, well, because I'm the leader, I should know all the answers to everything. And so we put this expectation.
And asking that question makes me look weak?
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, when you say that to someone or say it to ourselves, we go, well, that's stupid. But it's a myth. I mean, there's, you know, this that I think we all breathe the same air. And I think as you go, one thing I used to say to clients is you get higher in the organization, your IQ raises by 25 points with each promotion.
Right.
So we start to believe that, you know,
right.
that we must know it. And not only must we know it, we've got to know it.
Well, see, this is one of the problems with small businesses, with a small business owner. And one of the reasons I do what I do is because most small business owners, especially us guys, we don't like to admit to people that we don't know something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're afraid to say to somebody outside the company, or maybe even inside the company, what do you think? I don't know the answer to this. Can you help me? Because we think this is going to make us look uncompetitive or dumb or whatever.
Right.
And that's it. And I'll tell you what, that is a loser. That attitude is a loser, Rick. You know that, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Hold on to that thought, Rick. We're going to come back.
Okay.
We're going to explore some more reasons why you don't say as often as you should, perhaps. What do you think? We'll be right back. 20 Tell. I'm Jim Blassingame. Rick Maurer is our guest.
You only live twice. Do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.